believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Olsher hanging out with the lovely Mary Gillard.
Hello.
Richie O'Tay.
What's happening, Steve?
And we're joined in studio by our very special guest, Dennis Langley of Minute Park Podcast. What's up, buddy?
Good
to have you here. All right, so on What Is Your What Wednesday, we cover a lot of the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times best-selling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. So make sure you go and grab a copy of the book there. Now, so much to talk about, but I want to really just to focus on one particular thing that happened over the last week or so here. And so it's been an exciting week in a lot of ways. How so? I first and foremost was featured on the cover of Founder Magazine, Founder Magazine. That was super cool. And and labeled as the King of Reinvention, which was super cool. And they've only done, 51 issues so far. And they've had people like Richard Branson and Tony Robbins and Arianna Huffington and Damon John and so on. So Gary Vee and so on and so forth. So somehow they got to choose on me. And I thought that was pretty cool and honored on that. But at the same token, you guys have been listening to the show. You know that I'm dealing with my own personal strife and my own private Idaho, if you will. And I felt like it was inauthentic to sit here and try to put myself out as this guy who's got all of his shit together and, like, you know, my life is magical and I'm living on Easy Street and this, that, and the other, when I literally could have my whole world taken down in one fell swoop because of something that happened tied to a real estate development project that I did back in Chicago a number of years ago prior to moving here to San Diego, and due to really, really, really bad counsel, bad guidance by my attorney and so on, and then a lack of representation to defend what had happened, they were able to literally go into – the plaintiff was literally able to go into court and secure a $6-plus million judgment that we didn't defend. And so it's one of those things where we'll just...
And you didn't know you weren't defending.
And I didn't know I wasn't being defended. It wasn't even until after a year or so after the judgment had been entered that a third party brought it to my attention that this was brought against me. And needless to say, by that moment, all of my abilities to defend what had transpired had expired, right? So my hands were tied. And literally, you know, they've kind of got me in a nut, like, they got me tied up, basically. And in a nutshell, my life could literally be like carpet, you know, standing on the carpet and, whoosh, you know, someone just kind of pulls that out from under you. So anyway, I put a post out on Facebook along with that cover, just talking about the trials and tribulations and so on and so forth that I'm contending with. And the response has been really, really positive, and appreciate all the love and support from everyone. And in one of my responses to someone, I had talked about the difference between maturity and wisdom. And I'm sure that I stole this from someone somewhere, sometime, and made it my own, as my wife would tell
me.
It's all right.
Talent
original
borrows,
thought.
Genius steals. So.
But I haven't seen this anywhere else. But in this quote, I was just simply talking about how, and I'll read it to you, because I was like, man, that's pretty good. Let me create a meme on that. So I created a meme, and basically what I said is, you know, maturity is all about seeking guidance before making important decisions. So that's a sign of maturity, is okay. Seeking guidance before making important decisions. Versus wisdom, which is then knowing which decisions are actually important. So maturity is seeking guidance before making important decisions, and wisdom is then knowing which decisions are important.
You know what's funny about you saying that?
Mm.
Is I was going to make a different meme.
Yes.
I was going to go in Canva and make it say flounder. instead of founder.
Oh, that's funny.
But my decision to not do it was because I was so happy for you to be transparent. And, you know, that's kind of my gift is levity.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have just rolled into a ball and cried my whole life. But it helped me get through stuff, whatever. Everyone's got this, some various version. And I was so freaking appreciative. That's why the first thing I said to you when you came in, like, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
And it's the dual-edged sword, right? How strange. You're like, you're celebrating this moment. But everyone on Facebook, it's probably why you got more comments too. Everyone on Facebook, it's like, it just, we think it's this perfect world. So when someone finally shares connection at its finest to the soul, you get responses. But it's, you know, you're wanting to celebrate.
Yeah.
And yet here's this going on. And I just wanted to, I thanked you live in person, and I want to thank you live on the podcast again. That was awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank
you. Sorry you're going through it, and I wish you the best, but, you know.
Yeah, and reality is there was very little. We don't have to go into details on it, but long story short, it's not as though the decision that I had made that put me in this position was something that provided any sort of financial windfall or anything of that nature. So on one hand, you can think, oh, geez, you know, maybe make a decision because you're going to take care of your family or this, that, and the other. But it wasn't even like that. I mean, it was just really, it was a brain dead decision that I made during a very traumatic emotional point of my life where I was literally at the lowest point that I had ever been. And I relied on counsel to guide me through that. And unfortunately, I was not made aware of the full ramifications of that decision. And so on one hand, I was mature enough to seek counsel to help provide guidance on that decision, but I wasn't wise enough to then know that that decision was truly important and I needed to seek other forms of guidance before making that decision. So, you know, it's a combination of feeling a lot like an imposter, right? And like, here I am on this cover of this magazine and, you know, geez, that guy's got all his shit together and this, that, and the other. And but in fact, behind the scenes, when the curtain is, you know, it's closed, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of dirt that I'm having to contend with.
But, you know, I think that when I read it, it took, to me, a lot of courage to be that transparent and humbled. And I bet 90% of the people that commented on it know what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, shape, or form, in anyone's given life, we've felt loss. We've struggled. We've lost.
Yeah, and that was the connection.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I meant. You're saying it better. But when I said, you know, that connection, we all know everyone's not living this blissful, right? The last ones were our crews on mine because I don't post anything. So it was a tag with Trish or whatever, something like that. And it's like, it's not only bliss. There's pains going on.
Yeah.
I just don't post either. But, you know, that was where the connection, because we all know. But as Mary's saying, no one posts about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or not that many. And when we do, we're like, that's what people go to. The emotional thing for Facebook is that. It's a loneliness connection platform. That's why it had that reaction.
So go ahead, Mary.
Well, no, I think I'm not a big Facebook person, but I do know that when someone posts something like that, the reason we're able to support someone, you in particular in this, is because we feel it and we want to be supportive. We feel better about ourselves being supportive of you.
Yeah. So, you know, this segment always seems to fly by, but Dennis, while we have you here, let me just ask you this question. As you look at then the difference between maturity of, you know, seeking guidance for important decisions and wisdom, knowing which decisions are actually important, what's your knee jerk on that?
I, you know, first off, I'm sorry to hear about the situation. I've been there, unfortunately, very similar. I've had friends in the exact situation you have, from what I hear, been in the same situation where they've been literally putting judgments on them without even knowing. I think that, like you were kind of saying, it's like you can seek it. I recently had a lawsuit I had to go through, and I just did my research, and I know better from doing a quick decision doesn't really work. You know, it's like, yeah, this is in the right direction. You got to take a step back.
Yeah.
Life tells us, especially when you have income and large amounts of money involved, everything just changes. But if it's, you know, you're just making ends meet you know, who cares if you sue me, or who cares if I make a responsible decision that's irresponsible in 50% of the way? You have less impact, but then all of a sudden it can come back and get you if you have millions later. So
And Mary, I know you're big on going with your gut, and I mean that's obviously a lot of what you talk about is intuition and so on. But as you sit here and you hear the difference, as I define it, between maturity and wisdom, how do you know? How do you know in terms of your gut whether or not you are? How do you know which decisions are important? I guess that really is the main question.
Geez, the more you trust yourself, the easier that answer is. Mm-hmm. And yes, get guidance from other people, but be the CEO around the boardroom table that's taking advice from all these other people, and then step back, take a deep breath. Okay. Mm-hmm. And really rely on something tells me. Because if something's telling you, that's your truest voice ever.
Always. 100%. Yep. I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, I'll read it one more time and then let you guys process it on your own. And we'd love to hear your feedback in terms of what this means to you. But maturity, once again here, maturity is seeking guidance before making important decisions. And wisdom is knowing which decisions are important. So from our heart to yours, we wish for you to always know which decisions are important. How about that?
Nice.
All right, my friends. All right, love you guys, and we'll talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulisher, Mary Goulet, Richie Ote, Dennis Langley. Talk to you guys really, really soon. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulisher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.